thank the Parnas Hashanah, sponsoring the Ilui Nishmas of Gedaliah ben Reb Shimon, the Shem Shav Aliyah, and the whole family Shem Simcha Nachas and Brocha. Bayom Da'akecha, in the Perek of the Maimer of Kedusha, the Perek Gimel, page Kufchav Gimel, Dibur Umachshav. We've spoken about this over the years, the connection between Kedushas HaYisoid, the Midah of Yisod, the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, and Kedushas HaDibur, and speech. So Kasha Yetzahara Lo Matzliach, in the middle of page Kufav Gimel, Kasha Yetzahara Lo Matzliach LaHapilas Odom Bevinas HaYisoid, and the Yitzhar is not matzliach to bring a person down when it comes to the midah of Yosef at Tzadik. Asayu menasa lahapilas adam biyisurei dibur. I mean, he could work on both also, the Yitzhar. It's not like it's one or the other. But the taiva of arayis and the taiva to say things, to speak, comes from the same place. To say things that are not what should be said, things that should not be said, comes from the same place. Kamo bizui, tamin chachamim, lashon hara, sheker, nivul pen, so on. Using our words in the wrong way. V'ma adam lo nizar b'zeh. And a person can be, what he's saying is that if a person can be very careful when it comes to the midah of Yisod, the midah of Yosef HaTzadik, it could be that he's very, very careful with Shmir Zerbis, but he releases his this taiva when it comes to the way that he speaks about other people. Bechlal, his whole way of dibur is not good, and the result is the same. Ma'odim lo nizah b'zeh, as I call Or HaKedusha, the whole light of Kedusha. Because just as Kedusha is tied up to the midah of Yosef HaTzadik, it's also to the midah of Dibur, of speaking. So the whole light of Kedusha, Bereach v'yotzei derech ha-peh, comes through the mouth. Kvar lo yargish tam b'avodas Hashem. And the person will not feel any tam, anything in his avodas Hashem. And he doesn't understand why not. Here he's conducting himself in the way of Kedusha, but he doesn't feel any time in the Avodas Hashem. V'yiskasha lochush ahave v'yiru udvekus v'achmar l'slam. It'll be very difficult for this person to feel any ahave v'yiru udvekus b'Hashem. U'moy tzarech li'zayr shlo l'daber, next page, diburim she'enu l'tzayn habari. This one has to be very careful not to say words that are not the Rezayin Hashem. V'kol shekein, lishmar sepem ha'ayit, to guard the mouth. Very carefully, sh'lada b'shum dibur sh'lo b'kedusha chas ha'shom, to say words that are sh'lo b'kedusha, that are not b'kedusha. Ki medab chas ha'shom dibur sh'enu sh'al kedusha. Because when a person says words that are not words of kedusha, yochel ha'afsid ha'kol, they can lose everything. V'afilu nifsa k'lai gedula d'ari d'aris, yochel rachman l'son l'abid ha'kol, even if it's a person that could... it could be very, very, very great. He loses everything. Because the chatoim, the averis of dibur, are from the lowest and the worst. Midatayvim ruba, and in a good way, midatayvim ruba. Mishazarech elishma piv b'kedusha, a person who is careful to guard his mouth b'kedusha. Nimshach lo melucha u'kedusha. He's able to bring into his life, into his children and grandchildren, Kedusha, B'zorich le'brisi shalom, like Pinchas, brisi shalom, Shezorich le'kuhun le'daridarus, who not only raised himself, but the whole kuhuna comes from Pinchas, the daridarus. So this includes, of course, many areas of speech. And it's much more subtle, obviously. because when it comes to the avoda of Yosef HaTzadik and Shmiras HaBris, so everything is much more obvious. It's not as subtle what a person looks at and how a person conducts himself. Mashainakim, when it comes to speaking, it's much more subtle, it's much more difficult. And a person, the way that we operate is that we can think of ourselves as being perfectly okay, when in truth, the words are very, very damaging and very hurtful. Okay, Lashon Hara is a whole world, and so many halachas. It's a very, very hard avayda. Because when the fact is that we live among many people, and they're tremendously serious to speak about the things that we see in other people, especially with husband or wife, to be very, very relaxed in how they speak about other people and so on, family members, brothers and sisters. There are times that you can't avoid. We're together with many people, and you hear things. There's no easy way to avoid all of this. But lehikanas the rishpei eishal haviskar. Boyfin shal yirtzah shum davar ba'olam chutz mitveikus b'Hashem Yisbarach. Because the highest path is to be a person that is on fire with dveikus b'Hashem. Mimela, when a person's mind is focused on Dveikus Bashem, he's not interested in hearing, and he doesn't listen to or care about Lashon Hara. And if you already heard something, not even makabel it. According to halacha, the way of Dveikus is very high madrega. For a person to be on that level where he's not open for business, that's a very big madrega. Haderach hanachayna, the straightest path, is the leches tamid im das shel shalom. There are people that are like that, and that's something which we could all aspire to live with a constant way of thinking, which is called das shel shalom. Das shel shalom. What does that mean, Das Shalom? Das Shalom means that one's entire way of looking at Am Yisrael, and Bechlal, not just Am Yisrael, but Bechlal. But certainly looking at Am Yisrael is that Hashem has many different ways in this world. V'shivim panim l'Torah. And there are many ways to live a life of Torah. And Shivan Pam, many interpretations of Torah. V'liray says, Nekudas ha'emes v'atoy v'etzal kol Yehudi u'b'chol derech. And to see what is good, and to see what's emes and what's good by each person, to live in a positive way. In a way of das shel shalom. B'chol derech, when you look at people in that way, this way of das shel shalom, so then you're not focused on the negative things about people, and to speak about people, to say things, and so on. B'chol derech, in every derech, in this way of das shel shalom, ki kulam miskavdim labdus Hashem Yisbarach. Of course, that's harder when there are people that are not religious at all. But even there, to see the to be to a way of being down the kavskus, and to see good in people and das shel shalom, and if they're not shomer mitzvahs, to understand the reasons why they're not shomer mitzvahs, it's not because they're rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chule v'chule. Om nebemis lo rak b'diburi iser mavsid. But the truth is that we lose a great deal, not only through diburim that are forbidden, that are Lashon Hara and Rechilus and Nivul Peh and so on. And a lot of the, when it comes to Nivul Peh, means speaking in a vulgar way. And again, I don't want to be marach with all of this, because we understand what it means. I'm not going into depth, but it's crept into a lot of the way that the people speak, just because by being at work and being among other, and that to talk in a way, to tell jokes in a way, and say things that are not appropriate, and that are not something that Chavetz Chaim would be proud of if he heard us talking. To speak in a way that's not clean doesn't mean that a person has to actually use four-letter words. There are words that have three letters and that have 12 letters that are also used incorrectly and inappropriately. So, but then besides Diburim V'issa, there's also Diburim V'shus. It's a very common thing that when a person is davka doing well and is avodas Hashem, and tefillah and so on, that he's tested when it comes to something which seems to him not to be so major, which is the diburim yisarim, saying things that he shouldn't be saying. And if he's not careful with what he says, then he'll see that all of the aliyah that he's experienced through his davening, through his learning, he could lose very easily. And this is a tremendous, tremendous yisod. But this is really the only way. Haderechi is lama'it b'dibur she'enu nitzach, to begin to think about cutting down on the amount of words that we speak. Doesn't mean to be unfriendly. You know, the Chavetz Chaim is very friendly. It doesn't mean to be silent, that people should say, what's wrong with you? How come you're not talking? What happened to you? It doesn't mean that. But to count more, to be more conscious of how much we're saying and how a lot of what we're saying doesn't need to be said, even when it comes to Devarim Shel Hatter, to live with a consciousness of speaking, of what I'm saying, to think about what we're saying. And we're not used to that, and we weren't raised that way. Defense, the guard, and so on, is silence. And what a person has to say, as I, to think about what you're saying before you say it. And it seems very obvious, but it's not obvious at all, and we all know that. And even if we can't begin to be, to be pure in this avoda, but certainly every one of us could take a certain time of the day or to try a certain amount of time each day that we're going to actually try to think about, to think very carefully about what we say, about the words that come out. Look at footnote Reish Beis. V'habi pamim odam margish shu chayv loyma mashu. Of course, the person often feels that he's chayv to say something. This must be said. Now, most of the people that are listening don't feel that way, don't agree with him. He feels that he's chayv to say this. V'chayshev shemloya yomreyu ke'eis. And he's afraid that if he doesn't say this now, azayishkechayu, he's not going to remember to say it at some other time. V'yehevsed, whatever. It's going to lose out. He needs to say this. It's important to say. Everybody's waiting to hear what he has to say. So what happens very often is that while somebody else is trying to speak to you, you interrupt him with what you want to say, because you can't. We're not used to holding back what we want to say. So while somebody else is speaking, you interrupt. Or you do say things and you feel upset. People are not paying attention to you. They're not listening to you. So you should think. It's not going to make a difference in the world if you say this or you don't say this. You think that it's going to make a huge difference in the world, but it's not. If it's not the right time to say this, so then you shouldn't say it. and hakol, whatever needs to get done in the world, Hashem will take care of. Vav shim tzarech leimer, and even if it's something that needs to be said, as a chayva leimer, avol ein adavat tolui im oimer se achshav alo. But it doesn't depend upon, with rare exceptions, it doesn't depend upon saying it right now. If we would think about it and stop and be quiet and maybe say it later on, it would come out in a much better way than just blurting it out now. If we would stop and think, that's something that needs to be said. Not things that don't need to be said, if we would stop and think, then we wouldn't say them at all. We'd just leave it. And what happens if you forget to say this later on? Nope. Doesn't depend upon whether you say it now or you don't say it. Even if it's something that you think that you must say, don't press to say it. Don't push to say it. Even if it's something you think you should say now, doesn't mean to interrupt another person or you davka have to say it now. Like a person feels they have to say this in shul, they have to say this in davening. Or there are things a way that we react to something that we don't like, or the kid says something, or the kid's doing something, and you feel that you absolutely have to say this, like it's your obligation as a parent to speak out. There's a very strong likelihood that it would be much better not to say it. And if you would think about it, you would realize that it's not kedai to say. And the need to say it is coming from just your own taiva, your own yetzahara, not necessarily something that should be said or has to be said in any way. And lo yilachetz l'omro, don't press to say it. Lo yichas v'yitztarbish v'zeh, and don't get all worked up and angry and have and be upset that you can't say it or that you're holding back from saying it. Lo yamtin benachas, to wait benachas, to wait yamtin benachas. I remember so many times my father, Zichron Levracha, that he would tell me something about something that I said or did like 2 weeks later. It was something that I didn't have with my father, like when I had my inyan that I was arguing for. He didn't get into an argument with me. I didn't have a dinner divan. I really can't think of my father having an argument with me. He would tell me something, and that was it. But then if I had a whole shakla v'taya that I had a whole Gemara Rashi Tosis on arguing with it, so I would say what was on my mind, and my father just listened to me, and then he didn't respond. But 2 weeks later, he'd say, "I want to talk to you about what you said." This is all the time. I could never get him into an argument. My mother's all his own side. That was field. It was my mother field. I knew how to press the button, but with my father, no matter what, never ever did he argue with me. And there were one or two times when the kids were little, and he saw me having with one of the kids, like a shakavatai, and he'd pull me over and he would say, What's the matter with you? You're arguing with her? She's 4 years old. What are you having a conversation? What are you doing with her? You're arguing. You know, as you said something, and she has a svar, not like you, and now you're proving, you're bringing rayas from all over that you're right. My father says, What's the matter with you? You argue with a child? You're arguing? You said what you have to say. Finish. And not doing it. You're making a whole thing and arguing with it. He never did that. I never was able, never had an argument ever with my father in my life. I'm sorry, I'm not exaggerating. There was no such thing that an argument. And my sister, my mother, nobody could get him into an argument. He would just listen, and then maybe at some point, usually not, but at some point later on, he would say, "Well, we spoke about, I think it's important that you understand." And sometime later, sometimes it was even months, I didn't know what he was talking about. And he would say, "You remember, he was saying this, I don't think that's a good mahalach." He would tell me what he thought. And then it wasn't going the whole thing back and forth. It was, and that's an avaida. That's a big avaida. You don't have to feel a lachatz to say this right now. To say it right now. Lo yilachetz la'omer. Lo yichas v'yitzdar b'shul zeh. Yamtim benachas, to wait benachas. Oftentimes we say things, we don't even think b'chlal whether the person is a kli to be makabel this, whether the child is a kli or the adult is a kli, or is this the right time to say this? You know, the people, I don't know if you've experienced this as much, people like Motzei Tishbav want to talk to you about something, or Motzei Yom Kippur, they have something on their minds, and everybody has things on their minds all the time. But why are you talking about that Motzei Yom Kippur? Why? I mean, I'm saying before people eat, that you feel that you have to talk about this right now. It's so important to you to be so insensitive to another person, to not to think what this person has in his life, because he's so wrapped up in yourself, you can't even wait until tomorrow or another time. You have to talk about this now. But you see this kesed. That's why I mentioned it. You'll see, watch how this works. I mean, everybody notices this. He'll have that there could be, on a Leil Shabbos, something could be, you know, I see this all the time. I'm waiting to say good Shabbos to people. I just want to say good Shabbos to people. And you'll have somebody that starts to get you into, tries to get you into a whole conversation. And there are 150 people standing behind him just to say good Shabbos. And he gets into, and he wants to talk about this Indian that's on his mind. And Bechlal, lost some life. That there are people that are just standing there waiting for him. We become so, and we, you know, it's very easy to fall into that. You know, Bechlal, don't think about other people and become totally insensitive. And it's such an inappropriate time to talk about this. Last night I was actually be by a very special thing to Zeche Rabbi Wildenstein that was there for Ornava. And the second I walk in, some guy comes talking to me about this project that he's working on. I can't even say hello to Mrs. Wildenstein. I can't say hello to people. He starts to talk to me, when are we going to get together? I tried calling you last week. I tried calling you last week, and this is a very important Indian. This is not your Indian tonight. This is the Indian tonight is Ornava, not your Indian. But it's not. And here it's especially dangerous because the person feels this is a mitzvah I'm talking about. So then the diburim, and you can't talk to anybody else. I can't say hello. Actually, my daughter and son-in-law were standing 2 feet away from me. I wanted to say hello. They were there, and I couldn't say hello to Chani. I couldn't even talk to him. The guy doesn't let me talk to my daughter. Because he's got his Indian, and his Indian is a big mitzvah. But what are you talking now? So talk a different time. We have to talk right now. But he feels, you know, he's doing. It's especially dangerous when you feel you're doing Hashem's will. You know, there are people that do that. They hijack you. They trap you, and they don't see that there's other people and other things it's something which we all make the same mistake. It's something which is very common. You feel like you have to say this right now. And you don't look to see the matzah that you're in and what's going on, what's happening around you. Wait until it's the right time, and if you think about these about what you're going to say, and you decide that this is the right thing to say, then say them. And I mentioned a few weeks ago, you have the people that when they open the door to come into shul, it's like they're walking in, like in the old Western, like walking like a cowboy. They open up the doors before they know there's even anybody listening. They're already talking. It doesn't have to be. It could be an empty room. It could be the shul's empty. You have these people walk in talking out loud. And there's no, just whoever happens to be here, please listen. I have something to say. And it's and trust in Hashem that if this is something that needs to be said, it'll be said at the right time, in the right way. It doesn't have to be said this second. You don't have to say it this second. And if in the end you don't remember, then then obviously Hashem didn't want it to be said. If you end up forgetting, you know, you felt you have to say this. You have to say something to your wife, to your children, or something to somebody else, and you don't remember to say it later, then it means Hashem didn't want you to say it, and it's finished. So you didn't say it, so what? The ikar hu, lishma al yishav adaz. The ikar is lishma al yishav adaz. To hold on to your yishav adaz. Mitoich emuna. Besim limcha. And pay attention to this. Shaharbe parmem davka kishyesh agasha shechayv ladaber. How many times this happens, that davka, when you feel that you must say something, it's a siman that what? That you must not say something. That's how the Yetzirah works. asarach lishtok, to be, and instead, what really Hashem wants me at that moment is to be silent, ulahamten, and to wait, and to deliberate over these words, to think about them. Rak achrei hamtana yidaber, and only after you give it some time, you wait a little bit, then to speak. Vim lo yamten. And if what happens very often is if you don't wait and you just can't hold back, again, it's compared to a person with a type of arise that you can't hold yourself back, and it's like spilling, it's like that you spill the words out. Vim lo yamtin, yer achakash etor, and you'll see that how many times you'll see that I what I felt that had to be said, you feel regret that you said that you never should have said. It wasn't thought out. It wasn't the right way to say it. It wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right person. It wasn't something that needed to be said, and it shouldn't have been said. Back inside on the last part of page 8, Kuf Chav Dalet. V'yesh b'zeh omek. This is something very deep. Kim levash etzarech lachshav al etzem diburo. Besides that, you have to think about the actual words that you're saying. Imu emes, what I'm saying now, is this the truth? Am I exaggerating? Is this the right thing to say? And so on. Imu emes, v'imhu nitzvach. And this you see, and whether it's needed, tzorach gam likanes l'dveikus b'zman adibur. Explains what this means, dveikus b'zman adibur. But you see, especially now, when communication is also, you say thing, you could say something on the phone, or on a message that you're giving, and then so on the phone if you stop for 1 second, you could delete it, you know, before the person sees it or hears it, you could delete it. But then there are so many times that it could be you left a message and you, it wasn't even upon him, and you felt that you had to leave this message, and then afterwards you regret it. And this is going on all the time, that you text something, you leave a voice message, and when there was a time that we used to write letters. I mean, but Teva, when you're writing a letter, so it's more of a time of Yeshiva Das, when you're sitting and you're writing a letter. So we never had. I mean, there were phone calls, but it wasn't long distance, a whole avoda, and there wasn't. And we weren't using the phone the way that we didn't carry around the phone with us, and so on. And there was a way of life of writing letters to people. And when you write a letter, it's with Yishuv Hadas, and to think about and to reconsider and to cross out and to start again. Imagine if a person ever, whenever, if any of you have had to write things, like if you ever tried to write an essay or you write a book, or you have to write some sort of a brief or a memo, you know, something that's very important that's going to make a big difference. A lot of people are going to see. You know that how many times you go over it in your head and you erase and you start again and you think, before a person starts a book or starts an article, the opening sentence is a very hush of a thing. And he thinks about it and he thinks about it. But when we speak, we don't do that. It's like, this is my opening sentence. We don't think about it. It's just boom. It's not with that. When you're writing something, so it's with Yishuv Hadas. But when you say something, it just comes out. And you can't bring it back. I mean, on the phone, you could try, to see if you could take it back, but when you're speaking, you can't take it back. So, what does it mean? Gamli kanas the tveikus was on a deeper page kuf chafei vaderechi. Again, this is a madrega. Vaderechi sheyachshav kafi kocho betchilas adibur, that when you're going to say something at the beginning, to try as much as you can to think. Of course, a person gets used to tzaddikim, chol shiyisrag, yuchalach shavazak kol hazman, shekoach hadibur mehashem zbarach. What a person can stop for a second and think about is not just the words that you want to say or that you think you need to say, but to pause for a moment and to remember that dibur is from Hashem, that my ability to say something, my ability, my koch that I have to speak is from Hashem. And I'm supposed to be expressing the will of the Shechina through my words. I'm supposed to be a spokesperson in this world for what Hashem wants to be heard for me, for what Hashem wants me to say. We're just microphones. We were given the koach to speak as a way to communicate the Ratzon of Hashem. It's Vaydabar Hashem El Moshe Leimer. It's by everybody. Vaydabar Hashem El, you can fill in your own name. Vaydabar Hashem El Leimer, El Baruch, El Yankel, whatever it is. Vaydabar Hashem El, fill in your name, Leimer. And that's how we were created. That's how Dibur was given to us. Vaydabar Hashem, and think of yourself, Leimer. And what you're saying now, these words that you're saying now, are these words that are Dvar Hashem? Or these words that Hashem is saying, no, that's not what I want. I'm not saying that. Ki odem mitzad atzmo, because the person himself, mahu u'makoich ledaber, what's a person? What does a person have? Mi'itein pelo odem, who gave the person a mouth to say anything? Al Hashem spoko anoyis and da'atzmo ledaber. V'skoch hadibra atzmo. V'odem hu raka kli v'atzinu l'kach. And very often those thoughts of things that you feel that you must say, it's just the nisayin from Hashem. For your bechira to choose not to say. But Hashem gave each and every one of the koach hadibur to say what he wants to be said. U'bezu ha-machshava v'hargasha yizkad shu diburav haf levafel. And a person gets used to this way. If a person gets used to this and he starts thinking in this way that Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe Leimer, that my koach hadibur is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to speak diburim, only the diburim that are pleasing to him, that are bringing the Dvar Hashem into the world. The more a person gets used to that, it's not a hard thing to think about that, at least from time to time, to try to go into that place of thinking. And it's haflevefel. It's a wondrous way of trying to upgrade a person's speech. It's a tremendous way. You see, this bechlal is the whole sefer is the derech of Hashem, tamini of Hashem. But the ikur is not to think about this as disgusting. How could I? And all the negatives, to try to think of ways to, in a positive way, to lift one's deep up to a higher place. Look at Reish Gimel. While Zad Derech Bezamanim Sheyachol, Kagon Ksheholach Bederech, when you're able to, like you're just going someplace, Yizbonim Bechol Avir Shu Machnes Legufo, to think about every breath, to think about the breath that you're breathing. How at that second, that moment, you're inhaling life. And Hashem is giving you that breath. Because at some point, all of us are going to stop doing that. Something in Svansik, we're going to stop doing that. And if any of you have ever felt at any time in life difficulty doing that, or like what was going on during COVID, many people felt that it was difficult to breathe, or Khalila person, and people died. And Khalid, the people that are sick with all kinds of sicknesses, you're short on breath. So that being able to be conscious of that gift, that what you're breathing, that what you're inhaling is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to you that second, here's life. I'm giving you life. And that's makarev a person very, very much to this whole mahalach of living in a consciousness of what you're saying and what's coming, not just what's coming into your mouth at that moment, what you're inhaling, that will help you to become a person that's more careful with what is coming out of your mouth. There's a vart from Tiferes Shlomo that we learned over the years, which says he's on the pasuk Masas Se'achum Malkum Kaddish, the pasuk that always comes out by Pesach and by Parshas Tzav. It says Matzah Se'achum Malkum Kaddish, that you see Matzah, it's talking about the Beis Hamikdash, the Mincha, but Malkum Kaddish, in a holy place. Tiferes Shlomo says that it's going to be Pesach, and you're going to put a lot of matzahs into your mouth. See to it that the matzahs go into a holy place, so he said. Matzahs Yechum Malkum Kaddish, doesn't that be the Beis HaMikdash? Your mouth should be a holy place. Matzahs Yechum Malkum Kaddish. You think the same thing when it comes to eating the Shabbos food. When you're eating, you make kiddush and you're sitting down. You have zmius and you're saying divrei Torah and you're eating. It should be makom kaddish, that the mouth to put the food, the Shabbos food, into makom kaddish, and to be at least people that are working, that were conscious of this avoda, of kedushas hadibur, of kedushas hapeh. Back inside. But as always, anam tzarich lehizahir. You have to be careful. Shlolo hishaver mikol nefila. That when you invariably make a mistake or fail, because this is a very hard thing, not to become tzibrochen from it. O befrat bavoda al kedushas adibur, which is so hard, and it's probably the hardest avoda is kedushas adibur. Motzi motzi adam oimedover. But it's very common that a person says something, that upon any further consideration and thought, you realize it was chaval that you said, you didn't need to say it. And you're a sincere person, and you feel bad, it bothers you that you said it. Of course, if it's something that you have to ask mechila for, that you hurt somebody, that you have to do what you have to do, you try to fix that when it comes to Ben-Lan L'Chaveir. That obviously needs tshuva, needs a tikkun. But tzarich liska shahakol me'Hashem isbarach. The mekuvin ba'ifin achi toiv vein ma'alit tzara. That if it already came out, like everything else in our lives, that there's a reason why you did fail. But that's also that those, for whatever reason, those words, apparently there was hashgacha, that those words somehow could make their way into the world, and that you would have to now do tshuva for these words. Again, how that affects somebody else is Hashem's mysterious ways. Obviously, if it's something that you could fix, that you could take care of, obviously, if you said something you weren't allowed to say, you have to do tshuva. It's all part of what Hashem wants you to do in the world. So this is a... So now, at this point, if you already made the mistake, instead of agonizing over it, just try to fix it. To ask for forgiveness, to be more careful, but not to make yourself meshuga and miserable over the mistake that was made. To do the best you can to fix it, and that it shouldn't happen again, and that's all. On the ma'achat tshuva tikkun, and after you've worked on some tshuva and doing what you can to repair this, tzarech lahamin begodol koyach tshuva. And you have to believe in the greatness of tshuva, in the power of tshuva. V'rachmei Hashem is baruch, Hashem is love. L'da'as shebesoifa shel davar, halki yishapach l'tayva. And to believe that in the end, if you tried your best to do tshuva, halki yishapach l'tayva, not to go around now thinking, I messed everything up, I can't believe I said, I messed everything up, I ruined everything, everything is ruined. That's not what you should be working on now. Halki yishapach l'tayva, lo lehishaver klal, not to be broken at all, just to go weiter. Dalad. Chelik yisodi noisa pekdusha. There's another very basic avoda when it comes to kedusha. Hu shmir samachshava. Not only what you say, but what you think about. Shmir samachshava. Shlo lachshav lahar habera. To try not to think, even for a moment, not to think about things that are not good. K'mashakosav l'shasuach re'levavchem. Shmir samachshavet, madrega. L'chein k'shiyesh l'odom machshavet rov, therefore the person has machshavet that are not good, thoughts that are not good, page kufchav vav, tzarech l'lchein behem. One has to fight against these thoughts. Elish tzarech das n'chein ha'ech l'lchein, but you have to know how to fight against this thought. The different ways of fighting against negative thoughts or inappropriate thoughts. These are things we've spoken a lot about. Reishis miyad shabo machshava ratzarech legarisha. Not to let something simmer and to linger in your mind, but legarisha to immediately get rid of it. Lo loses lo lehispashet lo hisrachiv etzlo. Not to allow this thought to grow and to have children and einiklach and not to allow it to remain. So the faster you get rid of it, the sooner you'll be able to return to the proper thoughts. Omnam haderech lilochim machshavus hilolus asik itan. But the derech of Baal Shem when it comes to machshavus is lolus asik itan, not to get involved with them. What does that mean? Lolus asik itan. Dahainu shloli kanis lodun b'meshahem aimreis. Not to start making a whole pilpul in what you're thinking about and how this is, you're not allowed to think about this and why did you think about all these things. That's not the mahalach. Because then you're giving chashivas to these thoughts. You're honoring these thoughts. You're machshav these thoughts. By going into them more, you machshav them. If there's a negative thought, if there's an ugly thought, miyad, to move on to something else. To be megarished immediately, not even l'shem, tshuva, to start thinking about and working through and fixing and so on. Again, lo yilachim itam aydem achshavus hafuchos listorisan, and don't try to think of ways, that are the opposite of those thoughts. Just go away from them. Ki b'zem ha'oroisan yoiser, because by staying in that machshava, even if you're fighting with that machshava. Like Rabbi Nachman, I mentioned many times, Rabbi Nachman said that if a person tries to break his midas, a bad midas, then he has two bad midas when you break it. When it comes to machshavas, this is something you see a lot in certain svarim, and the derech of Hashem is bechlal not to be oisik in it. Even it looks like it's a frum thing to do, and to have a whole conversation about it, to work on it, to talk about it. These things, it's better lazavotam, just to go away from them. By Yonis Vayetze Achutza, to go away from it. The same way I tell, this is a conversation I have very often with when there's young people or even older people that are involved in a relationship that's not good. So what will happen is that the guy knows this is terrible and he wants to break up with his girlfriend. So then he'll ask me the question, like, so Rebbe, how do I do this? How do I break up? So I'll say something like, just break up right now. So then it's broken. It's finished. So then they'll say that I don't think it's nice. I mean, I think I should, we've been going at it for 6 months or something, and I'm just gonna just like not. So what do you want to do? So we can have a conversation about it. So it means to. To someplace, of course, it has to be private because it's personal things, and to go to someplace nice and quiet to have a conversation about it. No. So it's so counterintuitive because the person is a nice guy, and this is my girlfriend. So it's so rude to just break up with so I'll say something like so. Okay, send the text messages. Nice knowing you. Everything should be good. Whatever. No, but he wants to have a meeting in person, a conversation with his pretty little girlfriend. He wants to make sure he could see how she's crying and it's a deep thing. And there's a whole drama that's involved in this. And if you say, just say, it's done. I tried, didn't work out. Sorry if I hurt your feelings, if I embarrassed you. Whatever it is, I'm finished. You don't have to get. That's why there's such a thing as text message. And here you don't have to write a whole letter. Now you could use a text message. It doesn't have to be a voice message. It could be a text message. And they start arguing with me all the time. This is not nice. It's not nice. I said, I never knew you to be such a nice person that you're so mocked with guys. I never saw you have such a. Fear of being not nice, but when it comes to your girlfriend, you're so afraid of hurting her feelings. You're so nervous about Einaz Devarim, like when it comes to your girlfriend. But this is all a dimion that comes to me at Sahar, that you have to go into a whole pilpul, into a whole conversation, a whole discussion. When all the Baruch Shalom is saying to you is, get out, run for your life. It's better for her. It's better for you. Get out of this. Just run away from it. You're hurting a person's feelings. It's such a cold thing to do. You want to be able to say it in a nice way and to have a whole conversation about it. It's all coming from the other side. And it's all mislabesh in this thing of menschlichkeit. He became such a big balderich heretz. If you're such a big balderich heretz, you wouldn't have done what you did for the past 6 months. You're not such a big balderich heretz. But when it comes to breaking up, then all the guys and all the girls, they become balderich heretz. It's an amazing thing. Is that the right way? Maybe we should go over him, we should talk about it. So, this is it sounds silly. It's for children, it's for kids. But we know that it's a very strong thing in it. And there are adults that fall into this very easily as well. Explaining to another person why this isn't appropriate. You don't have to explain. You're enjoying the explanation too much. You don't have to explain it. Just stop talking. Just stop. Just go away from it. Either the person will think that you're not such a nice person. Okay, so what? That's a nice person. But you don't have to have a whole discussion of why this is not the right thing to do, why this is not appropriate. I'm a married person and I don't have these kind of, and you know, I'm an Orthodox Jew. All these deep worms. I'm only talking about things that I've had conversations with people about over the years. That they've, as religious Jews, we don't do these things. So you're having this conversation over a cup of coffee with somebody. Why, you know, we can't have this conversation. So don't have a conversation about why you can't have the conversation. Just don't have the conversation. No, we have to talk about why we can't have the conversation, because you're enjoying that conversation. Why we're not able to have the conversation. Just don't have the conversation. And you're worried that it's not derech eretz. Your wife would say, just don't have the conversation. You don't have to talk to the person about why you're not having the conversation. If she doesn't understand, she's not for you anyway. So these are all ways that the mind works. The ikar is, that's what he's saying, the avoda here is loyless asik yitam, b'chlal, not to get into asik with wrong machshavos at all. Comes to dibur, not to get to an asik, not at all. Because when you get into this whole pilpul, it's only ma'ara than more. It only brings more. And you shouldn't to think about how you have to. Push this away. Shalach shavaysav. Kizei yevsha. So what does it mean? Not to think about how to push them away. Just to go away from it. Ela derech anachayi shem yad yaskel achshav machshavas acheres. Machshava ra, machshava acheres. The Sfarim say that's the union of Elonai Mamre. Whatever the connection is, not going to right now. But Mamre is machshava ra, machshava acheres. You have a bad thought. You don't fight against this thought. Machshava acheres. You replace it with something else. You go somewhere else. Shemiyad yaschel achshav machshavas acheres, sheyitavsu es moichai. Fill your mind with something else. Don't try to get rid of this thought. Replace it with something else. Fill your mind with a different thought, with something good. Or something stam about the family, whatever, something else. Fill your mind with something about work. Fill your mind with something else. Don't fight against this machshava. Just put something there that pushes it out. Unless you're the Rogachev, Rabbi Chaim Oizer, Rabbi Tzadik, you can't have two thoughts at the same time. So if you put another one in there, the first one goes away. That's how it works. So that by putting in a different machshava, then the first machshava is going to go away. Vachitovu, Shiachil, Lilmud, Begirsa. And the Sfarim tell us one of the most powerful things is to say over Torah, to try to say Torah that things that the person should always have, things that he remembers by heart. Beretzav, v'slavus, v'avana, to say something that you learned, to say it over in a strong way. Avlemeni yachol, if you can't, as I call machshava, acheres toiv, v'ilazad, any other machshava, whatever the machshava is, just not the machshava that's bad. I feel the machshava is b'inyani v'shus, even when it comes to whatever, b'inyani v'shus, work and things like that. The main thing is to go away from it right away. Of course, there's a high madrega of putting into your, of thinking about Shemus of Hashem, different names of Hashem, Shemus of Kedoshim. And to be very careful not to start drowning in this guilt. How come I'm having these disgusting thoughts? You don't think about that at all, because that just gets you to stay in the thought, because you're disgusting, so you're having disgusting thoughts, and you continue on with the disgusting thought because you're disgusting. Not at all. You say, not to think at all about any thoughts of guilt or what's wrong with me. Ki kol dover shabar l'adam, bo mishtadl b'chol yichalto, lotzis ben miyad, azay ein bo oven. All you could do, and all Hashem asks of you and wants you to do is, leave right away. Do your best, just run away from it. V'adar rabba, ayidei ha-mulchama, humala nachas l'Hashem. And by doing that, you're giving nachas l'Hashem, u'mesakin harbe. And the note, b'derach klal, yes, l'oiv de Hashem zbach, tzar. Very often, l'oiv de Hashem have tzar, because shabar malay machshav is ke'ilu. The person, serious Ovid Hashem, feels so bad and disgusting. How can I have these terrible thoughts? That you were created to fight against these things. Not only that, but we know that it brings up very, very big things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when you, that's your avodah, to be in this milchama, to run away from it. Therefore, it's forbidden to be upset and to have chalisha sadas. Why do I have these bad thoughts? Now, if you're looking at bad things and you have bad thoughts, then that's something else. But if you have, what happens, that person has machshavas. And not to feel bad. Not to think of yourself that you're a bad person. You should think that I was sent to fight this milchama, who may be matam l'Hashem. That's why I'm bringing wonderful gifts to Hashem by doing that. And if you continue fighting, you'll win. You have to be careful how you fight the Mulcham again. The Ikka Mulcham is to leave right away. Even though there are many things that are written in many swarm about how to fight this war, if you feel that you can't, the strongest thing is to cry out to Hashem. B'chaliba shuv v'shuv Hashem shuv, help me to get out of this. Help me to bring Hashem into that machshava. Because when you bring Hashem to that machshava, Hashem's going to take you out. You see right away. If you bring Hashem into that machshava, please, Rabbi Shalom, help me, and I want to get out of this. Then 100% Hashem shuv will take you out of it. Right.